time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, it's our guy. Juice is all over the place. Mr. Binkley joining us now. Bink, did you show up to OTAs yesterday, or are you going to wait and hold out?
You know, I'm going to hold out, Dustman. Did not show up yesterday. But by the way, happy Hamburger Day to you fellas, man.
Oh, is today National Hamburger Day? I missed that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Describe the perfect hamburger, Jay.
All the places to talk about. Bacon, jalapenos, cheese, onions, for sure.
That's
on a double patty.
Double patty, no, ketchup?
And some ketchup, yeah. Some of that spicy ketchup from Whataburger.
Yeah, that stuff is fantastic. I keep that in the fridge. I know Danon would get mad because I keep my ketchup in the fridge. But you mentioned Whataburger. That's
I do too, Bob. I go buy it at Hy-Vee. I always have the Whataburger ketchup.
Gotta have it.
I put it in the fridge.
Gotta have it. It is a fantastic staple to have at the house. All right, Whataburger's in the South, Jay. The SEC is talking about seceding. It doesn't go well when the South secedes from the Union. So what is going to happen here in college football?
Man, I don't know. If they split, I could see the Big Ten doing the same thing. I think it's silly, man. You know, I just like the way it was, man. When you have the conferences and everybody's got a shot now with the playoffs to get in, like a Boise State last year. I don't want to see it split up. I mean, I understand their concerns about the NCAA. No one likes the NCAA. And when they get to the playoffs, they're governed by themselves anyway. They don't even have to worry about the NCAA. It's the College Football Playoff Committee. So it's all about money nowadays, Bob. Now these players are getting all their money. The schools want their money as well.
Binkley, when we talk about the NFL moving forward and you still talk about college basketball or college football, it's not Nudie Magazine Day, but it's College Magazine Day. And you still go collect those things?
Yeah, it's one of the big things, man. I love going out and getting the college football guides. I know it's silly. People say, why don't you just look it up online and things like that? And I do. But, man, having that hard copy of college football magazines, it's like the best. I know Drew Nixon goes out and grabs magazines as well for college football. He even puts his own publication out. Drew's got his own college football guide that's pretty good. But, yeah, I love going out and getting the new college football magazines because when I get those – man, you get the excitement. You get to smell a fresh cut grass. Mm. You get those college football magazines. Start the time to think about football.
The best part about those magazines is they're really up to date too. So that's good. They still have Bill Belichick as the coach of North Carolina when you get that thing.
Well, and not only that, but you have to figure out where everybody transferred. That's been the big thing about these magazines. Find out what quarterback, what players ended up at what school, because you got to retrain yourself on who's playing where, because everybody's got somebody different. Look at the Heisman Trophy. All these guys are loaded with transfer portal. Portal guys definitely transfer now. It's not one guy staying at a school for 3 and 4 years. You got to get used to where guys are moving.
All right, Jay, we had OTAs, as Dusty mentioned, start yesterday. Mahomes showed up with his bottle of water and walked in. We got the video of that. Kelsey's there. What are your initial thoughts on phase three of this Del Boca Vista OTA thing going on?
I think it's vengeance time. And, you know, these guys don't have to show up. This is voluntary mini camp. So if people are, you know, wondering where Kelsey's at, it's going to be his last year, where's his mind at? He's showing up to voluntary OTAs. I liked it. I liked when I saw, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, the video of him walking into the building, because he didn't have to be here. And if you want to know his commitment level, and I know everybody's concerned about it, how committed are you? They're committed, man. This whole team's committed. And the lack of commercials they've been doing in the off season, you really haven't seen them out on the circuit or anything else. They're concentrating on the season. This could be a fun season. I don't know if people are prepared. We've seen the Chiefs, you know, repeat that whole mindset of repeating and the stress and the pressure on that. And then we've got to see the vengeful Chiefs. And I think you're going to see that this year. They've gotten themselves into public enemy number one. As far as football fans, they want to see the demise of the Chiefs. But as Dusty said earlier, you look at all these teams like the Bengals, they're good, and they fall off. The Buccaneers, when they beat the Super Bowl, anybody hear from them? No, they went on the back of the milk carton. All these teams, they win, and then they go down. All these teams push all in. They push all their chips to the middle of the table. But the Chiefs continue to have success year after year. And I think going to 7 straight AFC title games is lost on people. People are waiting for the Chiefs or picking the Chargers, the Broncos. Well, tell me when those teams can win the division. I mean, we're going before COVID these teams won the division. It's crazy. You're thinking about this team going back to Alex Smith as a quarterback. They've never lost the division. From Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, nobody wants to talk about it. They want to pick the Chargers or the Broncos. I don't think people give the Chiefs near enough credit for being good year in and year out and how very difficult it is. Andy Reid never coached the sniff of the year, sniffing coach of the year, because people don't care about the Chiefs' success. But I love the vengeful Chiefs. I love this mindset and this attitude. Yeah, the Super Bowl sucked. We hated it as Chiefs fans and everything else, but man, to be able to turn that page and be that team that no one wants to play and how everybody hates and everybody's seeing on primetime games, it's so fun.
Binkley, what do you think about this scenario? The international flag football team against the NFL starters on the 4th of July and the winner goes to the Olympics.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind, as I said, combining these. You know, if a player is good enough, and I know the quarterback who said is upset, the flag football quarterback, it is a different game. You know, you have to be the chemistry and everything involved. But if they're good enough to be on this team, should it be all NFL guys? No, if they're good enough to be on the team, it's the best of the best, man. That's what the Olympics are about, the best of the best that your country has to offer. But if these guys are good enough to make that team, put them on the team. There's no reason why they shouldn't get a shot at playing for this team. It's not just guaranteed that all the NFL players make the team. I'd make them compete for it. This is the best of the best.
No doubt about it. Go get the gold. Binkley, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday and continue to watch the Cags watch in Omaha until he gets to the K, buddy.
I can't wait. Hey, you and Alex need to pick me up on the way up there.
No doubt about it.
Enjoy your magazine trip today, Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that and have a nice hamburger on Hamburger Day, Bob.
All right, you go for it, man. Sounds like a great day to be Jay Binkley, college football magazines and hamburgers. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, it really doesn't.
All right, Big, take care, buddy.
See you guys.
It's Jay Binkley. Burger Day, Magazine Day.
I mean, what else does that gentleman need today? College football magazines and hamburgers.
I like that.
I mean, good God. Sometimes it's good to be simple, right?
Absolutely.
What's on the agenda, Jay? Well, I'm going to get a college football magazine and a cheeseburger today.
But his burger's kind of complex. Onions, cheese, jalapeno, Whataburger sauce.
And bacon.
Yeah. That's a elevated burger.
That is.
You know, I'm a simple
guy. Whataburger ketchup. I thought that was a very simple burger.
Bacon and jalapeno kind of made it a little bit different. I don't know.
I don't know. That's kind of
a specific
burger.
Ketchup. Like, I'm just like French's mustard, pickle, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a simple one. Yeah, yeah, that is me, simple. Dude.
And smash it. I like that more than the
what's on your burger, Mac, besides mac and cheese, hot dogs, and purple ketchup.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, lettuce, tomatoes, onions. Yeah,
cheese. That's it. That's it. Just no bacon, no avocado, no
cheese. I like all those things, but if we're just talking like ideal, yeah. I like all those things.
So just lettuce, tomato, and onion. That's it.
And lettuce, mustard, and ketchup.
Mayo and ketchup.
I don't count them as toppings, though. I count the lettuce type stuff. The spreads or whatever, that's always going to be on there. But I always like to hear what people are putting on their burgers, like what kind of bacon or cheese or jalapenos or onions or any of that kind of stuff. I'm always looking for some sort of idea. So that's why I always ask, what do you like on your burger?
Are you adding it all on or is that?
I'm going with Swiss. I'm going with bacon. I'm going with mushrooms. I'm going with onions. I'm going with avocado. Like there's a lot that I'm going with on that burger.
That is top tier.
If I'm going to have that burger, I'm going all the way with it, you know?
That's a Joe Co. burger right there, baby.
Going all the way with it, man.
I just want to win, Jim.
Okay.